text for this morning's sermon is the gospel reading that we heard just a little while ago. I said it, you said it, probably before you die, you will have said it millions of times. You probably already said it this morning. You probably will say it again. Good morning. So what does it really mean? What can it really mean? In the verses from our text this morning, we're confronted with the story about some women who went to a tomb early in the morning. The Bible says, at the rising of the sun. The Bible is full of mourning. I was amazed to find that in the very first chapter of the Bible, in Genesis, we have the word mourning. You know it? And the morning and the evening for the first day. And not only that, in the very last chapter of the Bible, in Revelation, just close to the end, we read about what is implied to be a day that has only mourning. Or the words written there, a day with no light, because the Lord God is light. It seems almost as if mourning is the bookend of the whole Bible. What were those mornings like in Eden? I wonder what it felt like to wake up in the garden as the sun was rising, not to worry about putting on some clothes, walking around in peace and quiet and contentment. It must have been beautiful. I wonder what it really felt like. As the speaker said yesterday, you and I, we'll never know. The innocence of that wonderful morning and those wonderful mornings is lost forever. It was shattered by the fall of man into sin. And you know, it's almost ironic that when God walked through the garden looking for Adam, who's crouching in fear behind a bush someplace, it's not morning, but evening. Perhaps symbolic. But all of the beauty of the morning is gone. And Adam answers God's question, where are you, with the exclamation, I was afraid. Fear had crept into the morning. And you know, Adam's fear is very similar to our fear. And the fear that we experience in the morning, a fear that happens often because of our own doing, the fear that my children sometimes have because I send them without mercy out the door, even though the night before they didn't get their homework done because they played around and around and around. You seem to know the extent. And you know what happens is that when we say these words, good morning, I wonder if we only make it worse. Because it's not a good morning. And maybe once in a while we have a friend who speaks back rapidly and says, what's good about it? Nothing is good about it. And we say, I didn't sleep good last night. I ate too much pizza and plants all night. I was swimming in my bed. And it's not a good morning at all. And I recall one horrible morning at Brownsville about 25 years ago, when I woke up not knowing that my right foot was totally asleep and sat flat on my face, screaming to my roommate, I'm paralyzed. I don't think that the woman in our text were feeling very good that morning. And I imagine that as they met one another, they said good morning, but it wasn't. They knew why they were there. They were needing to go to a tomb. It was all over. And something of their feeling and their problem and their anxiety and their worry comes up in the text when they say, who is going to roll away the stone? Before they ever get there, they were worried. Just as you and I, before we ever get out of a bed, we're worried. Because we have some great misunderstanding that everything that makes a good morning is for us to control, is for us to take care of, is for us to do. We are responsible for the good morning of our life. If we sleep enough, if we feel well enough, if everything's in order, then it's a good morning. It's interesting how the morning of these women puts into strong focus how ridiculous that is. You see, when they got there, all their worry was for nothing. The stone was already rolled away. And the Bible says that they got the shock of their lives. It's interesting that the Bible says they were amazed. Or as the New English Bible says, they were dumbfounded. They stood dead in their tracks. This was something they hadn't expected. I wonder if they yet realized that they were face to face with a good morning. And the messenger's words to them are almost ridiculous. Listen to what he says. He says, don't be amazed. Like those little things that hang over some offices. It says, if you can keep calm through this disaster, you don't understand. What are we getting the same to say to these women? Going through a name. They were facing something that they certainly didn't expect. And now here they are. And how then are we to understand it? I think we are to be just as shocked. Because the implication in the story is that even as Christ rose that morning, you, women, you, men, you, people, shall also rise. The message is true. And the women must have understood it because it overpowered them. And the Bible says they started to shake and they got confused. And the interesting thing about the word confused is that it's one of the basic words for ecstasy. They got real happy, I think. They were face to face with a good name. And then what happened? It's very simple. It's like a complete circle, and where do we end up? Back with old Adam crouching behind a bush. And it says, and they left and they talked to Mary because they were at home. Isn't it true? And you and I, many times, are exactly the same. When confronted with the fact of the good news that God sent into the world His Son so that we could live and have really good mornings, we say, wait a minute. I guess. It's not under my control, I better be a thing. You know, we need to and we can break that circle of fear. You know, we need to and we can break that malaise, that laziness, that we speak good mornings without real meaning. Mornings that we feel are only good because we made them good. We need to reach out and to grasp something that Martin Luther understood so very well, and you and I memorized so many years ago, if indeed you young men still memorize anything, in what's called the Small Catechism, and he's talking about baptism, your baptism and my baptism, and Martin Luther said these words, quote, Baptism signifies that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all the sins and evil lusts. And again, and listen to this carefully, a new man daily come forth. There's the good morning. He shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. With all the faith and the joy that you can feel God put in you this morning, I'd like to close the sermon with your help. I'd like you all now to stand up for a short moment in the amazement and the understanding and the joy of that really good morning that the women first experienced, and the good morning that you and I can daily experience and greet one another and say, good morning. And we'll. Did you do that?